those that reserve from those limits because of the situation that we I shared with you before. So it's, you know, the impact of it is that it's going to ensure that the district are finding solutions that would not cause the dip of that number to the point where it would be challenging for the district to continue being fiscally solvent. So we want to maintain a certain amount of dollars that would ensure the protection for the employees to receive at least 1 month of payroll. That would allow us to react in case if we get to that level. So in essence, we you know, that would reflect into the decision making about what kind of reduction we wanted to make.
So if we had to reach if we had to overturn this and change the amount of reserve that we were going to have in there to keep it, how difficult is it just bringing it up and voting on it again?
Exactly. You bring it back and it's a decision by the board, and that would change it. And by the way, the district here before have increased their minimum reserve and then reduce it back.
I understand that, but I just don't want to give the impression that we're hiding something so that we can get more cuts from other areas. And I understand cuts are going to be done, but that's going to be the perception when you increase your reserve. The perception is that you're hiding money so that you can make cuts in other places. And that's not what I want to do. And I want to be financially solvent, and I want to be financially responsible. So that's why I'm asking these questions. So I want to make sure that I understand the idea behind it, but we're also trying to plan that if things are better, then it is a known set of money that can be released.
Definitely, and the real challenge is the uncertain situation that we're in at this point in time.
Okay.
And we're not really sure what's going to happen by November and what kind of cuts that we may see, you know, immediately after that. And you can see how the mid-year cuts this year fluctuated from one day to another. So we wanted to make sure we have the ability to react to this kind of situation and have a minimum adequate reserve to address these situations and allow the district to continue operating in a sound way and in a fiscally solvent way.
So we're not going to be using this as a tool
The designation for that money will be for the purpose of addressing operating costs.
Operating costs.
And which is the majority of the operating cost, obviously, as Lisa shared, is the barrel. Mm-hmm. So it's not used for any other purposes. It's just used.
Going from 3% to 9% is a huge jump, you know. You know, one. And then two, so when we look at the numbers again when in the BRAC committee, it's going to look a little different now, correct?
Really, the bottom line doesn't really change. Okay, mm-hmm. What we're really indicating here is that, you know, with the 3% minimum, that is not sufficient to address the uncertain condition that we are facing at this point in time. We wanted to make sure that as we move forward with decisions about how we, you know, how to cut, that we have a safety net that protect district employees, including BTA employees, to in case if we get into this kind of situation. So, and that's what actually what protected the district before is our ending balance is really protected the district from the fluctuation. But we're running out. The one big issue here, we're running out of one-time money. We're using pretty much the last one-time money that we have to offset our structural deficit spending as we move forward in the next few years. So we are concerned about that reserve or the funding ending balance going to the point where it's going to be very difficult to function, to continue the operations.
Do you know when when we last did the fund balance revision, do you know what the percentage was? I don't recall.
The ending balance?
No. The reserve that we, what was the percentage? You said we changed.
If I remember correctly, I think it's 4 or 5%, and it was a few years back. Good. You know, by the way, I mean, there are many school districts, you know, like, for example, Menifee actually having 2 months reserve plus the 3%, two months of payroll.
So you last know. Time we did that, we did that as well. We did 3% plus 1 month.
Yeah, we're basically recommending 1 month plus 3% plus 1 month. Some other school districts have gone even further.
That's not 5%, though. That's what I was.
Well, some school districts have gone 5%, a fixed amount, like 5 or 6%. Some other school districts went with a 3% plus number of months in payroll. Manifee, for example, actually went for 2 months.
Well, can I ask you a question? What, I know this is going to sound kind of basic, but what would it take for us to, like, okay, here's all we have left to do. All we have left is 1 month's payroll, and that's what we're going to use it for, and then what happens?
Well, the key here is to designate or commit some of the ending balance for the operating cost of one month. So we, you know, and there is also a mechanism, as you can read here, if that number goes down below these amounts, you know, the district will have a mechanism of increasing this amount by 2% for every year to get to that level. So we wanted to ensure we have a minimum reserve that will keep us from, you know, address the uncertain condition that we may or may not happen. We really don't know what we're going to be facing for the next year or so, but at least we wanted to base our decisions based on having a minimum reserve that we feel comfortable that will cover us at least for 1 month. Because, you know, if we don't have that and we get into a situation where we're not able to pay our employees, it's very hard to borrow in a very short timeline.
Well, what would cause that to where you wouldn't have money to pay? I mean, I'm not, because it seems like we keep saying, you know, we have this reserve, we have reserve, we have reserve, and we save it for whatever we save it for, but it's like we're constantly, I mean, I know we have to have a reserve, but I haven't seen where we've actually had to use it, I guess, is what I'm trying to see what the example would be.
Well, I mean, an example would be if the state defer more money from 1 year to another, and they do it in a manner that would be short notice, okay? Or an example would be if we get into a situation where we're going to have severe mid-year cuts, and we did not plan ahead for this mid-year cuts, and therefore we will see less revenue coming, and therefore our cash will dip to the point where we're not going to be able to recover.
I have a question. Why did we go for the 3% plus the 1 month? Why didn't we, if 1 month is more than the 3%, why did we just not go for the 1 month amount?
Well, the key here is that, payroll is not the only thing that we're worried about. I mean, we're also worried about other unforeseen situations that's one of the reasons those 3% was set aside. So a good example would be the SB 81, that took place last week, although it's only $160,000, but that's a revenue reduction that we are not going to see for the remaining of this year. So we wanted to cover 1 month of operating costs plus the other unforeseen situation that we may be facing with the state revenue, not only the state level, but also federal government as well.
So the 1 month, covers all salaries and all operations of the school district.
Most of that. Obviously, it's a 1 month average of our operating cost. 90%, close to 90% of that is actually payroll.
So if we do this and put that money in there, and none of this other stuff happens, then can that money be taken and used for whatever?
Yes.
Teacher salaries, maintenance salaries.
That's the purpose of it, is to use it for that, yes, if we have to, yes.
So the purpose is to put it in the reserves and just tell people this is hands-off money, all right?
It's not like hands-off money. I mean, actually, the language show as well that number can go below this amount that we're talking about and actually showing how we can bring it up. So if we get into a situation where we have to use the money, we'll end up using the money. It's not like put aside and you cannot really touch it. But it's a designation of the dollars. It doesn't really change anything other than saying that this amount.
We're increasing our reserves from
not changing anything,
from 3% to 9%.
And we are improving our ability to borrow money, as we're probably going to do very soon.
Mm-hmm. I'm just a little afraid that it kind of sends the wrong message, too. I mean, in a sense of, yes, we're being fiscally responsible, but at the same time, you know, we're putting this money aside. The concern may be, you know, we're kind of cutting back on spending in the classroom now.
Well, if we don't do this and we end up using that money for one-time what you gonna do after that?
But there's other ways. There's other ways not to spend that money. I've seen other ways where districts have come up with the ability to not spend that money, and we have done that before.
So we're not here to negotiate, and Jody's comments were, even though we don't negotiate away from the table, her comments were directly related to negotiations. Mm-hmm. We're here, and the collective cabinet made this recommendation. As we studied recommendations throughout the Inland Empire, the majority of districts are trying to do this to protect the solvency of the respective district, Mark. And it's very important. If we continue to have deferrals and we can't make payroll, we're going to have problems.
Absolutely.
We have districts in our neighborhood that are on the verge of not making payroll within 5 miles of us. And I'll tell you what, when you look at the we can give you a list of them, and the reason they're doing it is to protect the solvency of the district. That's all. If we don't use the money, you can direct the board. This board can direct the money back, and we can do that. I would strongly urge that we do this. This is a very conservative move to protect the district's financial interest.
Believe me, I'm totally concerned about our solvency. I just want to make sure questions were brought up that we can be able to move the money later.
Absolutely.
If need to be.
Yes. You have a board bylaw protecting at least the minimum of 3. We've been running about 4 to 4.5%, and that was on the books before, but then we came back down to the 3.
Okay, any other questions? Okay. All in favor? Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries.